From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the officials in Washington, D.C. face a legal catch-22 when the district partially legalizes marijuana tonight at midnight.
A lot of people looking forward to that deadline. And there is another deadline in Washington that affects hundreds of thousands of workers around the country. Unless Congress acts by the end of this week, the Department of Homeland Security loses its funding. And House Republicans are still pushing to connect Homeland Security funding with a vote to undo President Obama's executive actions on immigration. That bill seems unlikely to pass in the Senate, though, and Senate GOP leaders are now considering a so-called clean bill to avoid a shutdown of Homeland Security. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang. Elsa, I don't know how many D.C. insider terms I just used in that introduction, but where are we at this point?
Oh, where are we? Well, it sounds like as of now, Senate Democrats are considering just taking Mitch McConnell's offer up. That would be an offer to vote on a clean DHS funding bill in the Senate first, even without a guarantee from House Speaker John Boehner that this bill will actually pass the House. So let me just catch everyone up about how we even got here. Senate Republicans had tried four separate times to get a House-passed DHS funding bill on the floor in the Senate, but Democrats blocked that bill four separate times because that bill would defund the president's executive action on immigration. And this was expected. McConnell said shortly before recess that that House-passed bill is stuck in the Senate because every piece of legislation needs 60 votes to get through the chamber. The Republicans only have 54 votes, so they need six Democrats to peel off. And that just wasn't happening in this case. Democrats have banded tightly together at this point, total solidarity, even though there are a handful of them who've openly criticized the president already for going forward with his executive action on immigration. So McConnell had this dilemma. He's already publicly promised no more government shutdowns. He'd like to prove that a Republican majority can govern, can get things done. So he needed another move. And that's where we are now. That's when he came up with this two-part approach, a clean bill funding DHS with no policy provisions attached, and then a separate standalone bill that targets the president's executive action on immigration.
And what would that separate bill actually do? Because if it's an executive action, what can Congress do to stop it?
Great question. Well, the bill would prevent funding from being spent to implement that executive action. It's not a funding bill per se, but it essentially defunds the president's immigration policies. What it does not do is touch the president's 2012 DACA program. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's the program that shielded from deportation some young people who were brought here to the U.S. illegally as children. But as you stated, even if this standalone bill passes, the president would veto it. So it's just a vote to show the world where Republicans and some Democrats stand on the president's executive action.
And then, of course, there is the House. And House Speaker John Boehner spoke today about what's going on his side of the Capitol.
I'm waiting for the Senate to act. The House has done its job to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to stop the president's overreach on immigration. And we're waiting for the Senate to do their job. Senate Democrats have stood in the way now for 3 weeks over a bill that should have been debated and passed. And so until the Senate does something, we're in a wait-and-see mode.
So, Elsa, a couple of questions here. First of all, would the House pass what the Senate does if they do this clean bill first? And then how do Democrats fit into this?
Well, your first question is still an unknown. You know, some people are saying that, well, you know, if Speaker Boehner brings this clean bill to the floor, it's going to anger conservative Republicans so much, then Speaker Boehner's speakership will be in jeopardy, et cetera, et cetera. So that's still unclear what Boehner's next move actually will be. As you know, with respect to where the Democrats fit into all of this, yeah, they don't control either House of Congress. But in the Senate, McConnell needs the cooperation of the Democrats to get this clean bill to the floor in time to avert a shutdown. But Minority Leader Harry Reid said yesterday he's not going to agree to McConnell's plan unless he can get a guarantee from House Speaker John Boehner that he will bring the clean DHS bill to the floor in the House and there will be enough votes to pass it. But as you just heard from Boehner, the House is having none of that. Boehner's just throwing the ball back to the Senate, saying the Senate needs to first pass that clean bill. So here we are. And what's interesting, it's very clear at this point that the two leaders, McConnell and Boehner, have not well coordinated their strategy. In fact, they've reportedly not spoken to each other the last 2 weeks, which was a real surprise to many House Republicans I talked to this morning. Anyway, Democrats could budge on their demand that Speaker Boehner give his commitment first. We might just see the clean funding bill pass the Senate first, and then it's up to the House to do what it will with that. We'll know more after Senate Democrats come out of their closed-door caucus meeting today.
But you're saying there's a possibility that Democrats would not support a clean funding bill of the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, there's a possibility, but it would be really, really hard for Senate Democrats to block a clean bill. I mean, they've been asking for it. We want a clean bill for DHS this whole time. Just the optics of it would look really awkward, especially if we're talking about a vote on Friday, the day of the deadline. Just, you know, that's the day that DHS funding will run out. Will Senate Democrats really then block this bill? But that goes for Republicans, too. There's going to be pressure on both sides to jam through a deal the day of the deadline.
Well, we will be watching. NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang, thank you so much.
You're welcome.